Brittany Samples, Brittany Dawn from Them Lasses.
I'm Abby Rank from Them Lasses.
And I am Erin Sliney from Them Lasses. We are a trio of picking, singing, songwriting women spreading joy through harmony and sunflowers.
All right, so we got a song for you. This is one of our go-tos to open up any show, and we love it. We hope you love it, too.
We like the ones that warm people's hearts, and that one's, we always like to start out with that one because everyone's like, oh, my mom used to sing me that song, my grandma used to sing me that song.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of the John Denver version where it's just like, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's like a big warm hug.
Yay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's Them Lasses on Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound. If you want to go around, introduce yourself, where you're from, and how did y'all end up meeting together to be the wonderful pick and trio that y'all are?
Well, my name's Erin. I am actually from Bourbon County, Kentucky, so Paris. But I met these lovely ladies in Winchester.
Yep. I'm Brittany. I've lived in Winchester for well over a decade, but I'm originally from Eastern Kentucky. And yeah, we actually all met at in Winchester at an open mic.
Yeah, so my name's Abby. I'm born and raised Winchester. Yeah, again, we met at the same open mic. I started going to it when I was 16, and that's when I met Brittany. And for our backing band, our bass player is kind of who we all met through. Mm-hmm. He grew up with my aunt, so longtime family friend, and he kind of encouraged me to start playing open mics, and that's where I met Brittany. And then I guess my aunt invited you to the first open mic that you came to.
I was a later addition to the crew, but I am so grateful to have found these ladies.
Yeah.
She's definitely someone, though, that should have been here all along. Feels like she's been here for...
Feels like it's been forever.
And Abby actually said something so cute the other day, and I can't get it out of my head. She's like, all great love stories start in a bar. Dude, it made me so happy when she said it. I was like, oh, because she's a, you know, it's a mushy thing to say.
What bar was that open mic at? If you want to give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Engine House Pizza Pub in Winchester is where the first open mic that I went to. That's kind of where we crossed paths, but then we, like, started playing consistently together at a Better Brewing open mic.
And Abby runs an open mic every Wednesday at a Better Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on
in Winchester.
Down. Come play some music with us. Come listen to some music. We love having a crowd.
And how long have y'all been playing together?
2 years are about to turn two, so we are we are like a very determined toddler at this point.
We can walk. Don't help me.
Yeah, a little chaotic at times, but like we're there.
You know, it's funny when we show up for shows. I feel like we always show up and we bring a little bit of chaos when we first get there. But then we throw all of our sunflowers out on the stage, and it's all happy and flowing and free.
We're a flower bomb.
We're a flower bomb.
What did they say? They said that we, it was hilarious. If you were there.
We take over,
yeah.
And how did the sunflower thing come about? Is there a significance to that?
Oh, so we were originally getting together as a band, and then we were like, well, we have to come up with a logo. We all agreed that we wanted a flower. So the common flower that all of us really enjoyed and loved was the sunflower. And it's so strange. We talk about it often, about how it's kind of turned into our mission statement. I think Erin touches on it great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like at first we're like, hey, this is a good logo. It looks great on a sticker. It's identifiable. But then later we're like, but sunflowers so much embody who we've become. You know, we want to grow. We want to shine. We want to spread joy. We kind of want to be the sunshiny. I think that's why You Are My Sunshine fits so well into our sets. And it's really given us a rallying point. And I think it's taken us in such a united direction more than we ever would have if we chose something else.
All right. This next one, and I'll lead you in. Well, one thing you will find out about us is we do love switching up instruments. So that's when we get to tell you about these awesome songs. But this one is an original that I wrote, and it's called First Dip. It's about the first swim of the year. Ours happens to be in a creek that we all love, but... it comes in many forms, and it's just as special and rejuvenating after a long winter. And this has been released. We also have a really cool video on our YouTube channel that you can go check out as well. So, Spotify, it's on all the things.
That video is a story in and of itself.
Yes, it is. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
ukulele real quick, because in that song I just noticed it's very mandolinish in the way that it holds up the song.
Yeah, it's a very twangy little thing that I play. But yeah, I'm a rhythm ukulele player for sure. So I do think it is a little reminiscent. I've tried to learn, like we've talked about it, making the specific chuck sound, but it's a little, I'm still working on that.
I love it. Can you talk about your instrumentation real quick? Because I know you've got a lot of changes of instruments, as you talked about, and it really creates this unique sound. It's very bright. It's very lively. If you want to talk about how that formed and how you've experimented with that.
We have ADD.
That's a big thing. That is a big thing. I'll say specifically, like, it's really interesting because we bring each other's songs that we write, and like mine are super basic whenever I bring it. But then we actually like allow each other a lot of room to experiment with what sounds cool. And these ladies off to my side, it's like, no, way too many instruments, and like. Don't have enough hobbies as it is. Like, they're so good. They're always picking up something. But, yeah, I think, like, the biggest thing is just there's this one song that ended up on our album. I didn't like it. We couldn't figure out a way to make it work. And then Aaron all of a sudden was like, what about banjo? And that changed it. It was, like, a different song, and it was better. Like, I don't know. I think, like, listening to each other and then...
We do what feels right, what sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Abby was homeschooled, so...
That's a lot of instruments. Lots of time on your hands.
Yeah.
I love it. I did want to talk real quick about, I know you all are very connected to your home and connected to the land in your music. Can you talk about how growing up has influenced your musical journey?
I didn't realize how much Kentucky influenced my music until I went away. So I spent, my 20s, I was gallivanting. I spent a lot of time traveling North America, spent a lot of time teaching at an environmental school in Northern California. And I loved all of that, those pieces, and I think having a story to tell really kind of helped me become a songwriter. But it was coming back to Kentucky where I just felt the songs rang so true, and there was something about the land. Like, I went to go visit my friends in Hawaii, and I had my guitar, and I was like, I can't play my song. I can play my songs here, but it doesn't resonate with the land in the same way. And so for me, I strongly feel my music is connected to the land and to Kentucky, and I feel like Them Lasses, we try to be very place-based. We like mentioning places in our songs. All of our music videos so far
have been very place-based.
They're either about a specific place.
Yeah, I would say every song.
And I feel like
for
each
sure.
song that we've written about the place like fits the vibe of the location. It's, I don't know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. And that's what we love here about the sound of Kentucky. Every person who comes in the studio has their own connection to the home state, but it's all very strong in a way that I really don't see anywhere else. You know, yeah. Of course we love bluegrass and folk players from other places, but it's just, there's something special about people from Kentucky and the roots to the beginnings of it all.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people go away. They want to come back. You leave your heart in Kentucky, I think.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm living in New York right now, and but I remember I graduated high school and I was like, oh, I'm never coming back to Kentucky. Never, never, never. And here we are.
Yep.
So we always come back.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. I know we're going to talk about your new singles in just a second, but do you have another song for us?
Yeah.
Well, this is one that I wrote about a specific place, and the video was filmed in that specific place. It's kind of about whatever you want it to be about, but Pilot Knob in Clay City, I guess it's Pilot Knob Nature Preserve now, kind of inspired the song, and it's called Thinking, and then in parentheses, Mountain Song. I have a really bad habit of not naming my songs. People started to know this song as Mountain Song, so we had to ode to the old title, but the real name for it is Thinking.
Tears right off my face, and I think I'm choosing.
Intro that I've started saying it shows is that it's about a mountain and the ever-changing seasons of life, and I kind of didn't realize it when I first wrote that song that it does walk through all four seasons, and it starts in summer, ends in summer, kind of thing. It was kind of like a diary entry that turned into a song, I guess.
It was the first song Abby ever wrote.
It was the first song I ever wrote. The song kind of drags out. Sometimes I even feel like it's dragging out a little bit, but I think that's kind of the point of the song. Like, sometimes things in life just drag out a little bit longer than you want them to, and it also doesn't end on a resolved chord, and that's on purpose, because sometimes things in life don't resolve the way that you necessarily want them to. They kind of keep going and moving, and that song's one of my most vulnerable ones, and it's a song that I hold really near and dear to my heart. That's my little baby song that I love. So.
Yeah. And we released it last month, and there's a beautiful video of it on up. So
Brittany makes some killer videos.
Yeah. I will say too, and I really love the way Aaron describes the song. Like, I loved how you coined it. I think you said something about an epic.
Well, it kind of feels like the cleansing that you get from a big epic summer rainstorm. And you kind of watch it, and things get stormy, and then poof, it all rains down, but then you can see it roll away, and you kind of can see, oh, that was a phase of my life. That wasn't, even though it felt like everything was so bad and scary, really everything comes and goes and kind of goes ups and downs.
And then the way that I've been interpreting it too is just, I feel like it's like you're on a self journey. Like, I don't know, it feels very powerful. It feels like you're moving towards a direction that you're proud of.
Oh, well, you've got that song that was just released a month ago.
Yes.
And then also just last week, was it?
Yes.
That Sweet Mountain Music came out. Do you want to talk about that a little bit and maybe some of the video making process as well?
Yes. So it's interesting, when Brittany wrote First Dip, it was about a specific creek. And Abby wrote Mountain Song about a specific mountain or knob.
It's a knob.
And I've seen big mountains.
Yes, this is a knob.
But Sweet Mountain Music, it was interesting, songwriting is one of my very favorite things to do, and I feel like the more we've been playing music out and the more momentum that Them Lasses have been picking up, I have less time and space to just sit alone with my guitar and play. And so we had been very busy, and I ended up dog sitting. So I was at a house with some dogs, and I was just sitting in the living room. And it's funny because Sweet Mountain Music is such a nature-y song, but I just sat in the living room, and I said, okay, I haven't written a song in a while. Do I have a song? And it just went, thoop, and it popped right out. And I played it for them lasses within the week, and then they kind of came in with their vocal parts in it, which I think really add a lot. And then the video for that, even though Sweet Mountain Music was written without a specific place in mind, we went down to the Kentucky River, the confluence of the Red River and the Kentucky River, and we just got some beautiful footage of us in kayaking, and it just felt like that is where that song at least needed to be introduced. So there's going to be different places in that video, so it's not just going to be one place like the others, because that one I feel like is more of, it's all of nature. It's anywhere where you can breathe fresh air, and you can go on a walk, and you can dip your feet in the creek, and you can be cleansed by the mountains.
So stream Sweet Mountain Music.
Yes.
Streaming platforms. It came out on July 12th, I believe.
Oh. Yes.
It's really, really beautiful. I've been playing it nonstop.
That's awesome.
We want to go ahead and play it?
All right.
Let's go for it.
I went down to the river to wash my hands, watch it like a sculpture carve the land. I went down to the river to wash my hands, let that water make me a new man. Oh, that cold mountain water, cold mountain water, cold mountain water, cleanse my soul. Cold mountain water, cold mountain water, cold mountain water, cleanse my soul. I lay down by the river on the earth, it's held me strong and steady since my birth. I lay down by the river, lay down on the earth, just you and me need to know my worth. In that cold night,
cold mountain water,
down to the river,
onto the earth,
onto the earth,
onto the earth.
This is Them Lasses on Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound. I'm happy to have them here in the studio. And you've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah. Just this coming weekend, you're going to be here in Lexington again for Crave Festival. Is that right? Yeah.
We're real excited. I will say that I've always, like, I'm interested on Facebook.
Yes. I've always wanted to play at Moondance Amphitheater, so I'm
real excited about that specifically, too.
It's a beautiful venue, for sure. And the food is insane.
That's what I hear. It's very food and art, like, focused.
Very much so, yeah. And you've got some other festivals coming up as well.
Yeah, so Saturday we're going to be playing Bluegrass on the Branch. That's in Irvine. And then Sunday we play Crave, and that's at 1 p.m. on Sunday. And then the following weekend, we're really excited to play Holler Girl Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And that's been a festival we've been playing for the past 3 years. It was the very first festival we ever played. Wow. She believed in us. She had us. And I feel like we've grown so much in these 2 years. We're really excited to go back, and we'll be bringing the full band. So we'll have our full backing band with us at Crave, and we'll have a full backing band with us at Holler Girl.
Yeah, and specifically on Holler Girl, it is like a baby festival. So I recommend to anyone, like, if you're seeing someone out there trying to do something really cool, specifically Holler Girl is with Greenhouse 17 and other domestic violence shelters. So, like, they have a mission that they're trying to just make everyone aware of. So if you see a cool festival and it's in its little young stages, you could be one of those people who say, I was there in the early stages of it. Mm-hmm. And I just recommend supporting it.
It is also a camping festival right by the Rockcastle River, and we love that. And even though it might be toasty, there's plenty of shade. You can dip in the river, come back out, listen to music. It's a great experience.
I think that it's amazing, and it's very family-friendly, and it's also not, like, just strictly for women.
Absolutely.
We love guys. We love guys who support strong women.
Yes.
Like.
And then talking about your songs that you have released recently, is there an album coming up? Is there any plan to get back in the studio?
Do you smell it on it?
Yes. Yes. We have had the opportunity to record these songs that we've been releasing with Cam Clark, who's one of my good friends, recorded my debut album, and Seth Murphy, who does a lot of great things in town. He actually played a wonderful cello part on Sweet Mountain Music. So if you hear that, that's coming from Seth, and they co-produced.
Gives me goosebumps every time.
Our album. Yeah, he asked us. He was like, so do we need cello on this song? And I was like, no. And then he put it, I was like, oh, yes, please. It has that earthiness and that etherealness that I really think takes the song to a whole different level. So we're really grateful for them.
Everything about it has been, like, really, like, hands-on project. Like, we've worked really hard putting it all together. We had Seth and Cam help us. Our old dogs are on it. We love that. And then even as far as the artwork, we didn't just slap a picture on it. Like, it's from a local artist, Kinsey Williams, like, did this beautiful painting. We're very proud of every aspect of this. And then Daniel Stroud even helped with the graphics on it. So it's, like, been a labor of love, I feel like, you know?
It's just overall been a really crazy, cool experience. There were some weeks that at least you put in 50 hours into the album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I quite did 50 hours, but
making an album is a full-time job.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
And some. There's a whole lot of sitting around, like, just listening. Like, you're not really doing anything, but you still go home, and you're like, I have to go to bed right now.
You're thinking about it the whole thing, though. Like, you're actively there. It's a process.
It is.
Absolutely.
But we're giving it our all, and we are getting vinyls pressed.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Do we have a release date or a release season?
When you see sunflowers poke their little heads.
Ooh.
The fall. We'll be releasing it this fall.
You're right here, folks.
Yeah, we do highly recommend following us on our socials. So, like, just look up Them Lasses on everything, and then you'll be able to follow along.
We do have a really cool plan for the album release that will not just be an album release party where you go and you listen to music. We're crafting an entire Them Lasses experience. And you should be on the lookout for it.
Be on the lookout.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Listen, I know this is stupid, but since we're talking about our socials, I feel like I have to spell out our name. THEMLASSES.
Yes. Okay. We're like The Lasses, but we're Appalachian.
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go. All right. We're just wrapping up here. We've got two more songs on the list for you. It's Them Lasses on Fiddlin' Around, and what we got next?
I think I'm going to join in for one more, and then we have a very special treat that we don't do a lot on radio shows afterwards. This one is, usually we do it with a full band on the album, but we love it. It literally lets another instrument, as you see. Erin plays the spoons, the golden spoons.
Yes. This was the first Lassa song that ever was to be. So we all decided, hey, let's get together and have a lady band. And it was a fun little idea, and Brittany took it very seriously. The next time we got together, she's like, I've got stickers. I have a domain name reserved.
Well, they were like, oh, we weren't 100% sure on that name. And I was like, too late.
Stickers are ordered. And she wrote this song, and we played this song, which she wrote specifically as a Them Lassa song before we even played Them Lassa show. Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me that I look back on that now. And then, like, I was like, why did I do that? That's insane. But I think it fits us really well.
Yes.
I like it.
And it is kind of where we got our backing band.
It is,
name.
Definitely. So it's called Old Dog. And it's about a bad boy. But our old dogs are pretty good boys for the most part. But, you know, so this one's about a bad one. Okay. Tradition. So if you come and see us, this is something, if you can tell, we really love a lot of things, but we love love, and this is the best love song. And usually at one of our shows, if you hear this, you might be handed a pretty flower, which is usually my job, so you're gonna get a flower today.
Score.
All right, this is beautiful. Take it away, ladies.
Cry a little, watch the clouds roll by a little. us. We got the world in all its charms. And when the world is through with us, we got each other's arms. We got to give a little, take a little, let your pour. That's the glory of.